For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady, and this is Narrative. The National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. has collected more than 36,000 artifacts. Among its collections, the story of Maud Callan, an Episcopal missionary nurse who moved to Pineville, South Carolina in the 1920s. In this edition of Narrative, Callan's niece, Nurse Juliet Satterwhite, remembers helping her aunt deliver one of the hundreds of babies Callan birthed in rural Berkeley County.
Most Sundays after church, my family and I, we would go to Aunt Maud's house for dinner in Pineville. You know, it was a family and friends kind of affair. We had lots of smiles and fun and laughter. Usually after we would eat, we would go out. She had this side porch that had jalous windows, and we would go and sit out there and have conversations. She always liked to talk about a lot of serious matters. I can remember one conversation. She was saying she had to take a group of men that had tuberculosis to the sanatorium the next week, and how the women needed more prenatal care. She was always concerned about women's health. I can remember assisting her deliver a baby in the front seat of a pickup truck. She instructed me to quickly go in the house and get a stack of papers and bring them to her. And she was saying, hurry, hurry. And after it was all over, she told me I did a good job and I would be a good nurse one day. And I believed it. Because early on, you know, young, maybe about 8 years old, she taught me how to take a pulse rate, you know, before giving my uncle his heart medication. You know, she really trusted me and she guided me. Like I said, early on, I was passing her an item that she would need. I'd watch her wrap a wound, give vaccination shots, and I also can remember her looking tired many times.
Satterwhite, now retired, grew up to be a registered nurse. She says just like the caregiver she was trained to be, she grew concerned about her aunt's health. She recalls her last conversation with Maud Callan.
I can actually remember the last conversation. I was asking her for a key to her house because I felt she was getting a little absent-minded. And she said to me, I'm fine. You young folks always think when people get old, they start losing their senses. I'm fine. I'm not giving you a key. That was the last thing she said to me. And the next week, she had passed right there in the house. She was sitting in a chair with a Bible on the table. The Bible was closed. But she had cleaned up the whole house. You could tell that she had cleaned up the whole house, swept the floor, and there was a little pile of trash in the middle of the floor with the dustpan there and the broom. I guess when she started feeling bad, she wasn't able to get that up. And then she sat down, and that Bible was right there on that table beside her.
That was Nurse Juliet Satterwhite, niece of Maud Callan, the missionary nurse midwife who, over the span of 60 years, delivered hundreds of babies in rural South Carolina. For more Narrative conversations, visit our website at southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Felicia Eady.